ousted DHA Zibo Dean backed by pro-communist China group, opposed by Chinese Americans. By Joel B. Polak on June 8, 2022. Ousted San Francisco District Attorney Chazabo Dean, who was recalled by voters on Tuesday, benefited from spending linked to a pro-communist China organization, and was also opposed by a network of Chinese-American voters. Campaign finance disclosures reveal that Bodine received $230,000 from a group called the Center for Empowered Politics. That group, in turn, is described by Influence Watch as a lobbying and advocacy organization for the San Francisco-based Chinese Progressive Association, CPA. As Breitbart News has previously reported, the CPA was founded to support the People's Republic of China, the communist mainland regime. It has become involved in radical politics in the San Francisco Bay Area, even sponsoring Black Lives Matter projects. However, the CPA remains on the fringe of the Chinese-American community in San Francisco, whose members have been at the forefront of the recent backlash by voters against the city's left-wing policies. For example, the community helped push for a successful recall of three San Francisco school board members earlier this year, partly in reaction to radical policies that saw merit-based admissions temporarily dropped for a local magnet school. In the Bodine recall, according to reports, activists used Chinese-language social media apps to organize voters. The San Francisco Standard reported earlier this month that WeChat, widely used in the Chinese-speaking world, was used to create negative impressions of Bodine. A simple search on WeChat using the keyword of Chase of Bodine or his Chinese name, lots of the results are linked to the narratives of lawlessness and crimes. At one stage in the recall fight, a poster by recall proponents likening Chase of Bodine to a Chinese dictator during the Cultural Revolution was called racist by Bodine's supporters. Bodine is the son of radical Weather Underground militants. The Chinese-American community, like other Asian American groups, has generally felt vulnerable to hate crimes in recent years, as well as general crime of the sort that Bodine was determined not to prosecute. Chinese Americans constitute over 20% of San Francisco residents. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.